Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good. He never changes. And he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has good things in store for all who believe, all who take him at his word. Taking God at his word is where faith comes from. We don't just get faith out of the air. Faith is based on all of the living word of God. Remember, God's word is alive. It is alive. He's alive. His word is alive. And people say all kind of things. They have all kind of opinions against the word of God and for the word of God. But what's true is the word of God. It is his word. His words are alive. His words are current for the time you live. Your problems can't get bigger and more powerful than the words of God. If you have problems, they may look big to you, but if you have God's word inside your heart, you can destroy your problems. You can conquer in life. You can go forward and not backwards. You can do the living things. See, the word of God is alive. And there's no death that's greater than God's life. And the word of God is the knowledge of his love. It's how his love works. And the Lord shows us how to destroy all forms of satanic contamination, which are evil thoughts, doubtful thoughts, wrong thoughts, evil thoughts. When the enemy can change your focus, he can inject himself in your life. Now, I've said many times, fear attaches Satan to your life. It's all about what you focus on. And I asked the Lord about doubt. When he told me some things, some definitions, he said, faith looks to God. Pride looks within, and fear looks to man. And I asked him about doubt. I said, Lord, what is doubt? What's your definition for doubt? And he said, it's a surrendering focus. If you look at your problems, or anything that's wrong, or any challenge, and believe you can't win, you surrender. You surrender. But when you study a healthy study of the Word of God, the Word of God gets in your heart, and from there you have faith, and then you can speak the Word of God into your life, and whatever challenge comes your way, you'll have the knowledge to handle it biblically, God's way. And you'll speak God's words, God's concepts. You can speak to fear. You can say, you can even quote the scripture that says, perfect love cast out fear. And you can rely on the perfect love of God and drive all forms of fear out of your life. You can do things God's way and not change. And you'll see yourself as the winner. And not the loser. Perfect love casts out fear. That's how it works. If you have a healthy study of God's word, you'll know where he stands, and you'll know his part, and you'll know your part. Now, sometimes people, like I said earlier, they have all kind of concepts about the word of God. And whatever concepts you have, why not check it with the scriptures? A person that never studied the Word of God, if they say, well, man wrote that, that doesn't apply. If they didn't read it for themselves, if they didn't spend time studying the Word of God, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're throwing in the garbage. You know, a pig can dig up a pearl, but a pearl is just a rock to a pig. And the Word of God is better than any diamonds, gold, silver, and all that junk. Those things impress man, but the Word of God is life. Give me the Word of God. Some people put money on the top shelf. All right, money will buy you man's power. That's it. It'll buy you man's power. It'll buy you man's wisdom, the best of it. And man can make some beautiful things. But those things can't change your heart. It can't give you life, and it can't cleanse your sin. Only the blood of Jesus can wash your sins away. And the wisdom of God is written in the pages. Well, preacher, I don't know the word of God. I don't understand it when I read. Just study it anyway. It'll get in your heart, and it'll become faith, and the Holy Spirit will help you understand it. If some people study to see what they can get away with. Some people study to see if they can control others. It depends on your motive. If you love God and you want to do right, study the word of God. And the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth and help you understand. See, I always begin the radio broadcast saying the Lord is mightily moving by His Spirit. Because I'm impressed by the mighty works of God. I'm impressed by what He's given me spiritually. When it looked like there was no way out, no way to finish, no way to do what I was doing, I would cry out to the Lord and pray for wisdom. And He would show me how to deal with situations. And I said, man, everybody need to know this. I want you to know. I want you personally to know that God loves you too. And he'll give you His wisdom at your desire. He'll give you your wisdom. You pray for His wisdom, He'll give it to you. And you can't always get wisdom when you want to from others. Some people go to church. Going to church is good. You're going to hear something wise at most churches. Thank God for churches, pastors, and congregations that just love God. But you're more apt to learn the living things of God from people who love God. But people who are who love money, they can't help you as much. People who love pride, they can't help you as much either. And people who are in fear can't help you as much. But people who love God, they can relate to the Lord, and the Lord can give you wisdom in a greater way. And sometimes you don't have to ask the person. The Lord knows what you need. If you pray and believe God for answers, He'll cause people to say what you need. And that's the best way to get direction. Seek the Lord. And He'll cause you to meet the right person with His words to help you. And it's all right to ask some wise people that have earned your trust. You can ask their advice. But ultimately, the best advice comes from the Lord. There are some wise people out there. Impressive. But the Word of God, you can't get better wisdom. And if you study verses, they'll get you out of a jam. But if you study chapters, you'll get a greater perspective. And if you study books, more than, books of the Bible, you get an even greater view. And as you study, it's a good idea to start at the beginning and just study all the way through. Maybe study one chapter every night before you go to sleep. But then have a set time where you study different parts that's relevant to your daily routine. And see, you have to get the concepts. If you have a healthy study habit, you're going to get to know God. Now, a lot of people start in the beginning and they get in the law and they learn about the law of Moses and all the ceremonies. Then they say, well, I need to stop eating this and I need to stop eating pork and I need to stop eating shellfish. You know, but if you read in Acts, those things were, they helped Israel stay on track. God gave them a diet of clean animals, not unclean animals. Now, the Lord, if you pray over your food, you can eat what you want to. Those things help people see the difference between clean and unclean, Christ and the world. But when Christ came, the ceremonial things are done away. I have to say that because when you start at the beginning, you're going to get, everybody gets to where they want to start working for their salvation. The law is not designed. Doing the law won't make you righteous. It just proves that you're unrighteous. When you if a man is a sinner and attempts to do the law, he's going to learn real soon that he's not righteous, and he needs a savior. And the ceremonial things you do, that was to help God's people prepare themselves to look to Jesus. Some things God did in their rituals to help them see Jesus when He came. And it worked. But for most of them, it didn't work because their eyes were blinded against God. And that's why we're talking about focus. Now, our main theme is end days. Jesus is about to return. But the Lord has me talking about focus. The way you see things is the way you govern your life. So, but when you study the word, if you keep it in, the Holy Spirit will help you keep it in its proper perspective. Now, once you believing on Jesus Christ, that's why you're righteous, because his blood washed away your sins. And you believed on him. It was applied because you believed on him and said with your mouth, I believe on Jesus. And then now you have the ability to keep the law. But you don't have to go around worrying about the law. If you if your heart is full of God's love and full of God's word, you're going to fulfill the law anyway. Now, if you focus on God's word, it's durable. God's words are durable. And his wisdom will show you how to govern your life. It's important. And you'll stop being needy and dependent on others. We're complete in him. You have to know you're complete in him. And your answers are in him. And when people are looking to other people to fulfill them, they put pressure on those people. And they can't fulfill you. No wife can fulfill a man, and no husband can fulfill a wife. But the word of God does. And now you're healthy in your own heart. And you can bring something to the relationship. You can be a blessing. And not just a needy person. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. If you hear something that's a blessing to you, you can go back and listen to it again. All of my broadcasts are on there from 2015 to now. And I thank God for his wisdom. And you can download them and send them to your friends. newlivingletters.com. And check out the Living Letters page. There are many writings that the Lord has given. A book is on there. And the Lord wants people to know him. The word of God helps us know him. When you're looking to God, you see everything in its, you begin to see things in its proper perspective. What it can do and what it can't do. What it's supposed to do and what it's not capable of doing. And when people they put pressure on themselves to buy things that they desire. Jesus said it this way: seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. See, a healthy study of the word of God, that won't just be words on the pages. You're going to see the truth of it inside your life. And our lives are designed, we have to direct our life just like God does. However you want your life to be, pray for the situation you desire and speak it. But first, ask the Lord what he wants and seek him. Seek his counsel on all things. Ask him to help you govern and position your life for his perfect will. And the younger you begin, the better your life will be if you continue. You have to continue. When people focus on others, it won't work. If you focus on your problem can look bigger to God in your eyes. And you'll never win. A man that was on crack or had a drug problem or a pornography problem, those things can look bigger than God in your eyes or in his eyes. Anything can look big. Any challenge can look bigger than God. But when you study God's word, you receive power. You receive the power and the strength to have the courage and determination you need to make the changes you got to make. Even to work, when people have a healthy work ethic, they go to work and they do their job. And if you add the love of God to that kind of work ethic, God can totally, you can become wealthy. And the way you do it is continue to work as under God. Learn all you can. Pastor Webb once said, Pastor Scott Webb, he said, don't just take a job. He said, plant yourself in the job. Do that job well. Find ways to make things go better for your boss and others, to make your workplace a better place to be. Since you got to remember, you spend more time at work than at home in your waking hours in most cases. So, learn the word of God and bring the strength of God's word in your life to the workplace or to the school or to the college or wherever you are. So you have an audience of people. If you love God, that love can spread out. You'll be a real friend to people. And I once asked the Lord, I said, Lord, teach me how to love people. I said, I want to love people better. I want to do better. I said, what can I do? He said, well, treat people like they matter. Hear them out. Call them back. When people need you, listen to them and see if you can help them. Things like this is the way to do and be. And be a friend to people. Be kind. And as people have all kind of problems, you have the word of God. You have the strength. You have the strength to live and the fortitude to continue doing what needs to be done. Sometimes the workload that you do can be heavy and the challenges can be great. So supply yourself with the word of God and you'll have character on the inside. And then, my friend, you will be able to see how to handle every situation and every person just like a superhero. You know, my wife loved to watch superhero movies, the Avengers and Thor and all those things. You know, she likes to watch that. Well, in character, you'll have the strength of a superhero. You'll have the you can ravage hell like Hulk by doing God's word. See, spiritual warfare is different from natural warfare. You know, natural warfare, you use guns and swords and bombs and lasers and whatever you got, warplane, and you blow up your enemy. Well, the way we fight, we receive God's word and we speak the word over our lives and Satan can't touch us. And when you see the satanic activity brewing and forming, people fussing, just always, always tell Satan to stop it. Now, he's behind the mischief, always. He's always behind it. He stirs it up and get men riled up. I do this all the time. When I see it brewing, I say, Satan, stop it in Jesus' name. And it's like turning the fire off the boiling water. They always cool down and walk away. They come to their senses. People that are almost about to fight and lose their jobs. I've seen it happen more than once. And one time it was me and the Lord, you know, I almost got to fighting in 1987. I talked about it before. And the Lord said, everlasting love, the love of man, whether he does you good or evil. And I had strength to calm down and think. I didn't want to fight him, but I was at my limit. I was too weak to do the right thing. Because my anger looked bigger than God at that moment. But when the Lord spoke to that, God looked bigger than my anger in the same moment. And I had the strength to say, hey, man, we're just going to talk about this. I said, I'm going to go buy us a drink. We're going to talk about it. And it worked out. But from there, I learned to love people. I said, Lord, teach me how to love your people. And he taught me many wonderful things about people. And I have a great love for all people, for every race. Every person, if they don't agree with me, I love them anyway. Sometimes you hear me say that everybody that believe different than Jesus Christ, they're on the wrong road. And I mean that. It's true. Every religion, all of them. Now, I don't say this out of meanness. I love the people. There are so many, most Christians or many Christians are afraid to say what I say. They act like the people are okay with God and they're Buddhist or Muslims or Hindu or Native Americans that worship their ancestors or Africans that worship their ancestors. That's not all right. Now, we can honor our people. That's okay. But you can't worship them. They are not God. God is God. Jesus is Lord. If you try to go to heaven around Jesus, you are a thief and a robber. Now, Jesus said this, and I totally agree with him because I've seen hell before. And I'm not going to sit back and act like people are not going to go, and I know they are. Now, a person may be of another religion, but I love them anyway. I love them as if they were my kin folks, my own brother or sister, because I value people. God taught me how he put a part of himself in every person. So the blood of Jesus valued every person. Jesus valued every person to lay his life down. And I believe he did it collectively and individually, because he knows every person. Not only that was born at the time that he was alive, but every person. He knows us. He knows what we're capable of. And everybody is important. And I value everybody. But I'm not afraid to tell people they're in trouble. Now, if I know these things and I believe these things and don't bark when I know the thief is coming, I'm a dumb dog. Now, if you had a dog and you had valuables in your yard, you bought yourself a nice Harley Davidson, you got you a nice truck, and you live in places where people steal, and you got you a pit bull out there in the yard, or a German Shepherd, so that if anybody come around, the dog will make noise and they'll run away. That's why and he's your pet, you love the dog, but he loves you, so he barks. He's doing his job. Now, the Lord called me to the ministry, and it's my job to warn people and let them know that Jesus loves them. And Jesus is the only way out of this mess we're in. All of us are in the same problem. We got the same problem. We're born in sin. And we got to overcome the sin. And we got to believe on Jesus Christ to do that. That's the only way to become righteous. So we have to learn to focus on what God is saying. If you don't get to know the Lord, a lot of things in your life are going to remain out of place. And the problems you're struggling with will overcome you. And that's not necessary, because you have true access to not only the Holy Spirit, but the Father as well. You can have fellowship, a real relationship with God. And everybody need to be talking to the Lord and listening to what he has to say. And stop acting like he's on the moon. And forgot about you and your life. And people believe all kind of things. When somebody died, they say, well, we don't know why God took them. God don't go around killing people. He gave you life and he meant for you to have it. And you need to believe on Jesus before you pass, so that you can live forever and not have to. If you don't believe, everybody that won't believe on Jesus and don't believe on Jesus, God's the one who can't let you in heaven. Jesus can't let you go up there if you didn't believe on him. You got to believe on Jesus Christ. If God gave you life, don't reject it. And don't try to sneak in heaven another way. It's not going to work. They don't make mistakes there. You won't enter. And I know this. And I love you. I'm not afraid of you. I know some terrorists, they'll try to blow me up. First of all, I'm a preacher first. And I preach God's word. And I'm not afraid of my life. And I got angels that protect me. And I know this. And I rebuke death. I have power over sin, over Satan. So I'm not afraid of terrorists. And some people who do the right thing, they get killed for it. So as long as I live, I'm going to preach God's word, no matter what happens. Whether I live or die, I'm going to preach God's word. And I mean every word, and I will not apologize. I'm not afraid to live, and I'm not afraid to die. Because I love my God. He died for me. And I'm going to stand on his side everywhere, wherever I go. I will not change. I will not ever change. I hate Satan's ways and what he do to people. He started the lies that they believe is true. Satan was behind every religion, every one of them. except what Jesus did. Even the law of Moses, Satan tried to get people to look at it wrong. And the Lord presented Jesus in mystery form. They couldn't figure it out. See, if you study the word for yourself, you'll know these things. The Lord basically, even though he said what he would do, he kept things hidden from proud men. Most people in Israel were not looking for him. A few people were looking for him. The people that stayed in faith. The priests, the sons of Zadok, they stayed faithful. And most of the rest of them, almost all the rest of them turned, except for the sons of Zadok. They stood out. But most of the priests, they turned. And they went to Isaiah and said, preach smooth things. Preach deceits. I'm not talking about the average Joe. I'm talking about the priests and the prophets. They tried to get Isaiah to preach smooth things, lies and deceits. You can read it for yourself. Read Isaiah 30. The Lord had to keep the in chapter 28. He talked about how they wouldn't be able to understand the word of God. In Isaiah chapter 6, he blinded them. And if you study Isaiah chapter 5, you'll see why he blinded Israel. They kept getting into idolatry. He planted grapes in his vineyards, and they came out to be wild grapes that were not fit to eat. And they became evil. So he blinded them. And he raised up a remnant that were true and faithful. God always had a remnant of people who believed. Most people got consumed with satanic belief systems, cold religion. And then Christianity came about. And it started powerful with people believing God, praying in the Holy Spirit, receiving guidance, healing the sick, raising the dead, working miracles, just like Jesus. And the cold religious crowd came against them and tried to buffet their works, just like they do now. But now, tares, false teachers, are bred throughout the church. And people have bylaws and rules and regulations. We don't do it this way anymore. We don't do it that way anymore. We believe all that went out with the apostles. And people just eat it up because they do it in the guise of convenience. And just live the best you can and wait till Jesus come rescue you. When I first became a Christian, I thought that I was just supposed to get saved and do the best I could and don't sin. And so my focus was on not sinning. And that's no way to live. Because when you just come out of sin, that's a big deal. But the way it really works is you believe on Jesus, and then your heart, you have a new heart, new desires. But when you fill your heart with God's word and knowledge, your heart gets strong. You don't want to sin. A Christian has to be tempted into it, because there's no desire to sin from the heart. Now the mind is a different thing. It's not. If you renew your mind, then it won't give you into trouble. And a lot of the wonderful truths of God's word, it's like a wrestling match with the mind, but your heart receives it. So if you fill your heart with God's word, your mind will be renewed. And you have God's word in your brain, and you won't disagree with it. And you'll find out that miracles follow. If you want strong relationships, study 1 Peter. It tells you how to have a strong relationship. And most people are going to read it, and they'll think it won't work because they're trying to judge it by the world system, and it won't work. But if you study God's word and do it, you're going to find out it's superior to not only the world system, but every thought of man. The word of God is superior because it's God's word. And when you receive it in your heart, it works. And I've heard people say, well, what if it's not a true translation? Well, the translation is alive. The Lord is the master of all languages. And he made sure that his word got translated so that you can believe and have his kind of faith. And you won't know that unless you do the word. If you do the word, you're going to find out there's life in the translations of God's word, because it's God's word. It was translated from Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek into it was translated into Latin, and it was translated back to German and English and other languages, Spanish. And it was distributed all around the world. It's the all-time great bestseller, the Word of God. So now, this, and God did this to give us a living chance so that we won't have to die. Forever is a very long time to burn. And God don't want that disaster to happen to any of his people. He loves us too much. But it's going to happen to those who won't believe. If everybody that don't get saved has rejected Jesus Christ as their Savior, and they won't live. I'm sorry. And they can't go up there. Little children that don't know better, can't judge sin yet, they're in the kingdom of God because they can't judge sin. But when they can, they're required to believe, just like everybody else. We are in our right mind. We're made in God's image. Our eyes are open. So we must believe